Executive session at 6:25. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make some remarks to the council that on any item that's not in the agenda? Hearing none, the next item on our agenda is written communications. Do we have any written communications?
Yes, Your Honor. We received an email dated February 12th from Bill Beck regarding tree removal on Martin Street. An email dated February 20th from Bill Beck regarding Blaine Amtrak stop. An email dated March 3rd from MJ Welch regarding qualifications for city council. And I did respond to his questions.
Okay. And then we had
Then we received an email on March 5th from Bill Beck to the Northern Light regarding passenger rail services. And we also received an email dated March 7th from Bill Beck to Senator Cantwell regarding passenger rail services.
Good. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $186,811.58, an advance pay of $6,288, approval of payroll in the amount of $468,176.65, approval of the special council minutes for February the 20th, 2015, approval of the council minutes for February the 23rd, 2015. Approval of the special council minutes for March the 2nd, 2015. And a renewal of interconnection and operating agreement with PSE. I will entertain a motion.
Harry, is there anything that Raven has regarding that agreement?
Perhaps we could see if there's a motion first, and then you could bring up any questions or comments you have.
So moved.
So the motion has been made and seconded. Okay. Are there any questions or comments?
Just if there was anything that Raven might.
Does regarding the agreement with PSC, it's extension of existing agreement, fairly similar language, and then just clarifies the roles of the city and Puget Sound Energy in relationship to the two power substations that we share, the one here in Blaine and then the one we call Semiyama, which is actually on Birch Bay Linden Mill.
So none of this would relate to possible changes in Blaine?
No, this is required by Bonneville.
Great. Any other further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Next item on the agenda is commission, committee, and board reports. David, do you have anything that you wish to comment regarding the Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee?
As far as I think we have good people.
Questions for you? Okay, next item. Steve, have you got any on the two committees that you're involved with?
Blaine Tourism isn't having a meeting this month. We are having committee meetings. No report on the Boys Girls Club.
Bonnie, Chamber of Commerce.
At the meeting last week, Alex and Raven gave updates to the group on their respective projects, and it was very well received.
WTA Board, Paul. The executive committee meeting for March will be this Thursday, 8 o'clock, WTA headquarters. All are welcome. Other than that, no report. Okay, Dennis, library and senior center.
They're having a book sale on the Wings of Over Water, the 14th. So that will be held at the library. And then the senior center has one, make sure that you're aware of the March 11th dinner, and that's a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels, that group. And then on the 14th, they're going to have a breakfast.
You know when the March 11th starts?
4 o'clock, I believe, Harry.
Okay. Mr. Jones, do you have any questions?
We had a meeting for Great Harbor Shellfish.
Okay.
last week. And their big push right now is to trying to work with the small farmers and landowners up in the Dakota Creek and California Creek areas to work with them to deal with their livestock and animals so that they're not polluting the stream water which comes into Great Harbor. And harbor water quality is really, it's really been really good, and just working to keep it that way. The oyster place is getting fresh oysters every day that it's open from out of the bay, and they're checking their water quality real frequently to make sure that they're still good. Wings Over Water this weekend, and the Clover will be out showing people around. We had that in the gallery here. Somebody gave us a report here last week. She gave us a more extensive report about what was going on in the King Creek area. That's it.
Mike Hall, Planning Commission and Park and Cemetery Board.
Just to report on the Planning Commission, at their last meeting, they reviewed proposed land uses for the UGA as part of the comprehensive plan update. And one thing that we're expected to do, it was our coordination with Whatcom County, is that we'll be presenting something to the county as our recommendation on our UGA. And so I'll be bringing that forward to you at a future meeting to see if you want to recommend what the Planning Commission recommended to Whatcom County. It's not the final step in this, but it's kind of giving Whatcom County Planning Commission and Whatcom County Council some guidance on our UGA and what we hope to see. We're not doing expansion. Other cities are, and it's more relevant for them, or more of at least an issue for them. But you'll see that soon. The upcoming Planning Commission meeting on Thursday is canceled due to a lack of agenda items. We were not able to get anything prepared from the comp plan, and there are no development projects right now that need their attention. I did want to go over some a little report on the park, Marine Park Beach reconstruction. This will look very familiar to Councillor Onion because she just mentioned that she saw this, but there are a couple of new pictures. So the this is just, if you haven't been down there, this is what's happening down at Marine Park for a stretch of beach where we're reconstructing it primarily with grant funds, but also with some city funds. And really, there's a substantial amount of city investment in time by Public Works crew. So while that's not a direct expense, it is important. There's a big pile of concrete up on the grass and soon to be hauled away, which is better than a big pile of concrete on the beach, which is where it was before. And we are in the process of, I always find myself wanting to say restoring the beach, but there was no beach there before. If you wanted to restore it, you'd turn it all back into mudflats and rip out the marina, marine drive, and all the other facilities. That's not going to happen. So we're constructing a beach that will hopefully be more resilient and more natural and provide better habitat and a better place for recreation. That's where most of that concrete came from. And we used a large concrete breaker. That machine has like a hydraulic jackhammer on the end that busts up concrete, and it actually broke up all the really large chunks of concrete that were out there at the end by that the larger of the view shelters. You'll notice if you go down there tomorrow that the platform where the telescope was mounted is gone. We'll be putting the telescope back up in a nearby location, but that platform was old concrete from when there were the boilers out there from the factories, and it was just falling apart and getting undermined, and we figured now's a good time to get rid of it because someday someone will want to, and they'll have to rent one of those really big expensive machines, and we went ahead and took that out, which wasn't part of the original project, but I think will be a good thing. Where the concrete's being broken up and removed, we're building something that looks similar to this. This is the other end of the beach. We're creating what is a sort of a man-made rocky headland that will then ultimately be planted on top. It's being added with appropriate planting material. This is the other end of that beach section. The tree you can see in the corner of that photo is the apple tree that's down there. So if that gives you a point of reference, and we're looking, as you can see, out towards Semiahmoo in that photo. So in both of these headlands and in a couple of areas on this beach, I want to make sure that you know now that they're intended to experience some erosion. They're intended to see some overwashing during storm tides and king tide events and storms. So if you look at it in a year and go, hey, there was some erosion, I want you to know that's part of the deal. That's part of what's expected to happen there because that's a natural process. And once in a while, we may need to do a little bit of beach feeding or reestablishing some of that. But those areas will get beach grasses and other shrubs and things like that that should hold it together pretty well. I mentioned earlier during the shoreline presentation that we can try all we want to stop nature from working on the shoreline, and it's not going to work. So this is trying to be a little more responsive and understand that we need to work with it and try and develop a plan. So here's some fabric going down to help prevent extensive erosion from happening, but creating a slope that the waves can naturally break up, and they use up their energy on the slope rather than smacking hard against the beach and tearing stuff off. That will be covered with sand and gravel and cobbles. And here's the machine placing some natural stone in the area where we removed the concrete and created that nice smooth slope there. It used to be undercut, and there was exposed garbage there, and then the concrete riprap that hadn't held together. So the whole idea here is to try to create an environment that absorbs wave energy instead of trying to stop it and let it dissipate going up the slope rather than letting it smack into the steeper slope. It's a pilot project, so if it goes really well, we'll probably start working on doing more of this. We do have a plan for Marine Park shoreline reconstruction that covers all of this, but it is important to kind of test those plans. So this will be a great opportunity to see how it works. Lots of pilings have been removed. Contrary to some people's beliefs, those are almost none of those are creosote soaked. Those are almost all just old cedar logs. And those pilings are being removed, and then there's some big beams that were found as well out there. And so we have a pretty big pile of those to come to go to disposal. This is the headland. It's hard to picture this, but this is the area where those giant chunks of concrete were right out in front of the telescope. It's now this rocky riprap kind of headland. It's going to be backfilled with sand and planting material, and it's going to be planted with beach grasses and things like that. And again, as I mentioned, you'll probably see erosion happening on that, but that's why there's a beach around the corner, is that sediment goes to that beach, so we'll be allowing some of that to continue. And that's a view of it from the other angle. You can see it's not really super high. It's intended for occasional overwash. And then that's the other end, where the work is more complete, over by the apple tree. And again, it's all been reconsolidated, bigger pieces of hard material. The concrete is gone. Those are natural stone. Generally, the waves will never reach up to the dirt, but occasionally that will happen. And that's the end. The project should be wrapping up with the bigger scale stuff in the next week. And that'll be mostly restoration. It should be out of the beach or off the beach and out of the water area at the end of this week. In fact, our permit requires us to be. And then in April or towards the beginning of April, the planting and some of the final things will happen. And of course, if you go down there and look, you'll see it's going to take a little while for this to restore, the grass to come back in the lawn and stuff. There was a pretty big equipment moving around down there. Mr. Olson, did you have a question?
There was a question asked as to how tall does that grass get?
The beach grass? I don't know off the top of my head. It's beech grass. I think it's maybe the same species. I'm not 100% sure. I think it may be the same species that's planted in front of the wastewater treatment plant. It gets about this tall, if it is the same species. So you won't be able to lay on the ground and see over it, but you should be able to sit or stand and walk and see over it.
I noticed Whatcom Community College is having a natural plant sale on the 28th of March.
Yeah, they do. They do sort of a smaller scale plant sale, so anyone interested in doing some native plantings on their property or other areas, you can purchase those plants. We get plants from the same suppliers. The college does, what they do is they buy in bulk, like we have in the past, and then they distribute it in smaller amounts. We're actually working with a contractor to do the plantings. It's not something we're proficient at, although in the past we have used the Conservation Corps crew for planting, and we've used volunteers for planting. And to varying degrees of success. If you have a rainy summer, it goes really well. If you have a dry summer, not so well. This year, who knows what's going to happen?
The native grasses will hold the banks pretty good.
That's the plan, yeah. They've been holding beaches for millennium. It's just a matter of, do you get the right plant in the right place, and does it get established fast enough? So that's it for the park.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I haven't missed any bails, have I? Small Cities Caucus. We're meeting
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. And the Whatcom Council of Governments, we're meeting this Wednesday. North Whatcom Fire Update, Chief Hollander. That's your wonderful bulletin here.
As my pager goes off, shared with you our monthly bulletin. Otherwise, it's been relatively quiet with the exception of grass fires. We've getting a lot of run on grass fires, large grass fires the last over the weekend, Friday and today, we had a big one up on Peace Portal. So the grasses are extremely dry. And we haven't seen rain for, what, 2 or 3 weeks. So kind of unusual for this time of the year. So I'll just share that with you, unless you have any questions.
Okay.
Good. Thanks.
Nothing for the Chief. Thank you, Chief. Okay, Department reports. Raven, how about Public Works?
So I'm happy to report that as of today, we have 5 people who have indicated interest in the 4 positions for the Public Works Advisory Committee. I had to do a little campaigning for the Semiamu area folks. Everybody was from this side of the lane, and I wanted to make sure that we had a little bit of more broad representation. We are actively working on several upcoming bids. We have the Peace Portal Water Main relocation that we presented to you, I think, a meeting or two ago. We're assisting the community development with the dirt work for the playground at Marine Park next to Lighthouse Point, and also the rebid of the Public Works building. So we expect all of those to be going out here in the next couple of weeks. The groundskeeping bid that is currently out, we extended. We had originally thought those bids would come in last week and we would be bringing you a recommendation today. Based on some information that we got from the bidders, we decided to go ahead and extend that bid till next week so that the bidders have more time to work with that information. So your next meeting, we should have a recommendation for you on that. The Northwest American Water Work Association has a network, and I believe it includes Skagit, Whatcom, and Island counties. They do a water drinking contest every year, and we have been number 2 ongoing now, I think, for 3 years in a row, and we were number 1 this year. So I just wanted to let you know that. We're very proud of our drinking water here in Blaine. And that's pretty exciting. It says a lot for the quality of our water source, which is groundwater. We had solicitations open for our electric utility comp plan. We got 3 proposals, and we are getting ready to negotiate with the top firm. I'm excited that the gentleman who is working with this company actually worked on the 1994 comp plan. So we're going to have some historical reference there, which is going to be great. I am meeting tomorrow morning with the engineers with Department of Transportation, the State Department of Transportation, about their work on Blaine Road. That's going to affect that culvert crossing that I mentioned. That work is for late in this year, so thankfully Peace Portal should be done before the state starts on 548. And we're going to figure out kind of the extent of what they will let us do with our electric feeder line, which runs down there. So that is kind of looking forward to getting that figured out so we can get that design going. We had a meeting last week with the Salishan neighborhood at the library, kind of a similar presentation as what we did for you on the Cane Creek project. Kind of took some of your feedback and redressed that a little bit for the Salishan neighborhood, and that was received very well. So we're happy about that, and our website is up and running. So we encourage you to check that out. We're going to continue to post the educational materials up there. The information that Michael presented to you regarding the work that we're doing on at the Marine Park Beach is going to be kind of similar to the approach that we're going to be using for the erosion at Semiahmoo along the spit where that where we currently have ecology blocks, because ecology blocks are no longer allowed by code. So we're working with a consultant on that, and we hope to get started on that as our crew has time to do that work, but certainly before the next storm season. And then finally, we had a kind of a nasty outage on Friday. Everything has been restored. I did take a little bit of work over the weekend. This was on C Street and in the 500 block. We do have some areas there in the lettered streets where the underground power was put in so long ago that it was before we used conduit. So we call it direct bury line. And so one of the goals that we have is light utility, and hopefully this will be reflected in our comp plan, is to update those direct bury locations to have the conduits so that these repairs are not as labor intensive and the mine is better protected. So we'll continue to update you on that. Any questions?
Are we making out with Marine Drive and the port?
Mr. Jones is going to report on that, but I'll let you know that we have been working with them on an interlocal agreement to discuss the design and permitting components of the work, and we just received that document last week from the port, so Michael and I are reviewing it right now. Thank you.
Raven. Michael, community development.
And regarding Marine Drive, the only thing I would add to that was that do bear in mind that this is a long-term plan for repair. It's not a thing where we're going to be rebuilding the road this year or possibly even next. It is a long-term proposal. But we are moving forward with the port on an agreement that hopefully you'll see soon. A few other items I have to report are that we've received a grant from the Department of Natural Resources. Raven, Bill, and Janie and I worked on that, and we will be using that grant money to develop a general street tree management plan, and particularly with addressing Peace Portal Drive, where there's property owners' concerns about the trees getting large, blocking views, but yet we want to have trees, and we maybe don't need as many trees, and you know, you've heard that story multiple times, but so we want to make sure we're being proactive on that, and this will be the foundation for possibly another grant cycle with DNR to develop more of a streetscape plan for street trees generally throughout the city. So it was great. That's I don't know if I mentioned that's $10,000 grant that we received, and there'll be about $11,000 of in-kind contributions from the city and others. So we'll be staff time basically. What will be used to match that? We did receive notification from the Port of Bellingham regarding their fund for small cities. We will be receiving $20,000 to contribute towards the retail recruitment study. You have already authorized the total expenditure of $65,000 or up to $65,000, kind of based upon that $20,000 contribution from the port. So and that's set up so that the $20,000 in port funds will match the first $20,000 of city funds. And then if we go beyond 40 in expense, it will be all city funds. Gateway Wetlands, that's been something that's been brewing for a while. We do, I will be receiving, in fact, just when I was sitting there a few minutes ago, I received the draft report from our wetland delineator, and we'll be meeting with them this week to go over their findings now that they've had a wet season to review that, and we'll be bringing that back to you. I think we're going to have a decision point here soon on whether or not you want to move forward with a general mitigation concept or whether the city is just going to possibly want to fill a little bit of that wetland for and creating a little bit more buildable area out at the old airport property, and then we would in turn have to use all that mitigation for our impact to the wetland. But we'll bring that forward to you, and you'll be able to review that in the future here. I also just wanted to mention briefly there's a general GMA coordinating committee meeting that is tomorrow at 3. I've sent information to Councilors Olson and did I say tomorrow when? It's tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
I believe so. It's on my calendar for tomorrow. Does the agenda say Wednesday? I just turned my computer off. It might be Wednesday. I'll check, and I'll send it to you in a few minutes. But I do have it on my calendar for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So I'll double-check the agenda. Maybe I can put it on my calendar on the wrong day.
Where is it?
It's at the Whatcom Educational Credit Union in Ferndale, right at exit 260. And the only other item I wanted to mention is just so that you know that staff is paying attention to the letters that we're receiving from Ms. Somers Hill. You received, I believe, another one of those or another email. I feel that Council and the Planning Commission are fully aware of the plans and zoning concepts for the Salishan neighborhood as well as other neighborhoods. But if you do need information on that, feel free to let us know. Otherwise, we're not taking any further action on that item. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me. Thank you.
Questions for Michael? Yeah, thank you, Michael. Public safety. You stepped up. Administrative services. Jerry, do you have anything?
Thank you, Council. The Council will be working on a contract with the county regarding the new proposed jail. And there are a couple of things I was asked to do. One of them is to schedule a study session for the county to come in and discuss with the council what's going on, provide a presentation. We have that scheduled for Monday. That's next Monday, March 16th. And they're kind of open any time to start it between 4:30 and 6, and so I wanted to get a sense from the council what would be the best time for the county to come in for that study session.
Charlie, are you okay at 4:30?
That's the best time for me.
Anybody else? It's pretty good for me, so.
Okay.
I hear 4:30 is probably a reasonable good time.
Okay. So then the second thing is the tour of the jail. Some council members had expressed interest in touring the jail. And pretty much all day, March 18th is available, the afternoon of March 19th, and again all day on March 20th. If you want, we could maybe have two different tours. That might work out with council members as far as timing. It's up to the council whether or not they want to go on a tour. And this would be following the presentation, so based on the presentation, you may or may not be interested.
I'm interested.
Okay.
I would be interested in seeing it. If we're going to have to go to support an increase in taxation, I think we should have an idea why we're doing it. So
I may not get out of it.
That's what I was planning on.
Oh, anybody here been in? What were the dates again?
The 18th of March, all day, so anytime during the day there, the afternoon of the 19th, or anytime during the day on the 20th.
Okay.
So let me know if you want morning or afternoon and what day or 2 days might work best.
It'd be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Do you want us in each individually to let you know, or
you know what I can do is let you think about it and look at your schedules, and maybe I can call you tomorrow or Wednesday and confirm that.
Can we get hauled out by the police?
Yeah. Maybe they could take us down in the van.
So why don't I do that? I'll call each of you and find out what works best for you.
Okay. You're interested in going?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. City Manager.
I'll just follow up a little bit with that jail conversation. So there's been a request to put together a tour, and then we're going to have a presentation by the county staff and probably the executive next Monday, talking about the jail. In the meantime, we're doing a lot of work ourselves on the jail. We've already seen the proposal, what they've been looking at, talking about. We're studying that proposal. You know, these things don't come from on high, right? They're crafted by us being the county and the cities. And so we're not finished crafting it. There's some things that we want to work on that we think are important. Some of that has to do with how the splits are with the revenues and expenditures. Some of it has to do with the cost of the project. We're not debating that necessarily. We're just questioning it. Why is this and why is that? And I think the a lot of the work that was done early on in 2012 and 13 to acquire the site, there was a lot of negotiations between the county and the city of Ferndale and the county and the city of Bellingham. Those were all done. Kind of the other cities in the county like ours, was that they weren't necessarily included in that discussion. At least I wasn't here when they were. But I think the deal was at the time that they made some decisions. And now I think they're coming back on top of it, saying we need to kind of catch up. We need the rest of the county to kind of get on board with this. So you're going to see a very fast track. But that's not our track necessarily. So just so you know that, they want to get this thing wrapped up by the end of March, first part of April, because they're on a deadline for a vote in August. So it's all about this August timeline. It's not necessarily in stone. Now, I'll tell you, the city of Blaine and Sumas and all the small cities, we're really at the end of the tail, right? And the dog wags us a lot. But that's okay. We understand that. This is also moving fast for Bellingham. It's moving fast for the city of Linden in particular. So when you're going through this process, if you're not getting something or you don't understand something, particularly next Monday, we need to stop and slow it down. Because we're talking a lot of money. Just the jail project alone is, I'm going to go right to the page so I don't speak wrong here. The jail project alone is $98 million. There's a total project of $104 million. These are big numbers for a county our size. On top of that, there's a sheriff station facilities, which is going to be paid for under a different funding stream. That's $18.5 million. So this overall project is almost $125 million. Not all of that's going to come from the bond, but much of it is. So these are important things to think about, and we'll be doing our best to inform you. And we're working with other cities, in particular Linden, to help understand it. So I wanted to let you know that. We have begun the citywide cleanup process. We had talked about that. I met with Rajiv and the police chief last week. We're going to be bringing some ordinances to you for revision soon. One of the most important things in that conversation is how much do we charge for fines and fees. So, for example, if there's a property in violation of the code, we're going to go after those properties. And one of the things we do is do a citation. There's two routes. One's a criminal citation through a misdemeanor process, and one's a civil action. So we're moving it probably more aggressively with the civil piece. There's a lesser standard for proving up guilt. Under the misdemeanor, that's a whole criminal process, right? So there's a whole level of presumed innocence. On the civil side, it's not so much. So we're going to pursue the civil side, and part of that civil conversation is how much do you fine a property owner who's in violation of the code? It's got to be a lot. In my opinion, it has to be painful. So when the person ignores this for a little bit, pretty soon now it's a $10,000 fine on their property, or $20,000, or $50,000. that's starting to talk real money. So that's going to be controversial. People have not been used to the idea of having their problems or their properties fined like that. So we're going to be debating that. But I can tell you from experience that if the fines are too low, it's easy to ignore because there's no consequence. It just rolls forward. And if it's $10,000 on a $200,000 piece of property, not a big deal. But if it's $50,000, then that's real money to recover. So the city can actually go after the property and get some value out of that. So you're going to be hearing more about that. We are preparing a response to some of Mr. Beck's comments about the retail study versus the train study. The economic development group talked about that a little bit last week, and I've started to prepare a letter to respond to him, just to let everybody know what we're doing. And then just to follow up lastly, we did have a nice conversation with Peace Health today. They're continuing to have great interest in our city. I think they're trying to really define who they are and what they're doing and dial in where their capital projects go, but we are at the top of their list. And I think that's good news. We're going to have another conversation with them in April as they move through their strategic planning process. Any comments about that?
No, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. Michael and I are working on it together. So, end of my report, and I'll take any comments or questions you might have.
I have a question.
Yeah. Question, Bonnie?
The jail study session, who from the county is going to be here?
Well, for sure it'll be Tyler, who's his staff person, okay. And then probably Jack himself.
Oh, okay.
I would expect that he's, we're going to do a hard press on this thing, so I expect him to be here.
Mm-hmm. What's the date on the election on the
ballot? August 4th. Let me just check here. The one they're targeting for the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, August. I'm sure it's August 4th, but I'll just check. Well, they can call a special election.
Isn't that the primary election?
I thought I had a hard date. Look, on my notes here, it says August. I want to say August 4th.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, August 4th. So there's, you know, they get to the August 4th, they have to back it up, right? A certain amount of days to process with the auditor's office.
So it's going to come up very quickly. The county is almost anticipating that we're going to be supportive. We better be, you know, what we're talking about. It'll be controversial.
So we'll be doing our best. Any other questions? Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, we have our calendars. Any changes or modifications on any of those? Other than March 16th is when we'll have the special meeting for the county staff on the jail. And any unfinished business? Any council new business?
Yeah, I got a couple questions. Sunday's Bellingham paper again had a county plan to consider not funding nonprofits. And folks at the center and in that area are very concerned about what's being proposed. I guess my question would be, does the city want to take a stance on that?
Absolutely. That's the most disgusting display of
political. I'll respond a little bit to that. And only because I've got this PowerPoint presentation that was sent to me, I had a chance to look at it. The county's planning to spend a lot of money on a jail. And they're going to spend money on a brand new police facility or sheriff's office. And the breakdown is probably what you're talking about. So right now, for the jail, it's going to be a shared expense. There's formulas that they've developed between the cities and the county, and they want to raise sales tax to pay for that. The sheriff's facility, which is an $18 million project, $18.5 million, is going to be paid for by County REIT 1 and General Fund. So where do you find General Fund money other than taking it off programs? That's how you do that. You just take money out of this program and you put it in that program, unless the pie grows. So if the pie is going to stay relatively stable, it's not going to go smaller, you can depend on that money, then you have to find money other places. So you should expect that that's going to be the status quo. They're going to go after those nonprofits and others that are currently funded the general fund. And there could be others, parks and recreation programs or other programs that are not quite as prioritized at that level.
But as I understood that article, that goes to the county council?
Mm-hmm. So the executive does the, just like my job, you know, he does the, his staff does all the work and makes the recommendations to the county.
But those
council.
Are amendments, and those amendments that are voted on by the public, or are they voted on by the county?
Well, I would assume these are delegates.
Cedar's ghost.
I guess so. Maybe I'm saying something wrong here. Well, it could come out, it could really could come from anywhere. And so to answer your question, just like we up the senior program every year, the city approves a budget for them. It's a discretionary decision that the city can make or not. And years past when, you know, Gary was here at the last time, last part of his term, the city did reduce the senior budget a bit. We restored it last year when I was able to help do that. The council approved it, but they have discretion year to year on those things.
But I guess I'm still confused. It sounded like this would be an amendment, and it would go before the public for a vote.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know that.
It's for changing the charter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would go for a vote.
It would go. To, would have to go for a vote.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't have the details
and
of that.
It's a I'll leave this with charter you. Recommendation.
Oh, it's a charter. I'll look at that.
And they haven't approved it yet.
Yeah.
And we haven't.
Yeah, they're meeting today.
Yeah. And we haven't had any input from the county as to whether they would go, be in agreement with it. I think it's got a long way to go yet. Okay, any other council new business? Hearing none, I'm going to then go to our next item on the agenda, which is another executive session.
20 minutes.
And we this is 7:07. We're going to be out for how long? 20 minutes, and we're to discuss a collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42 period, 30 period, 140, 4 in brackets, A in brackets. And do not anticipate any new
no action.
No action. Okay, here we go.